I'm going to say. In the second place, in case you're going to talk about it on the telephone tonight or tomorrow, I want you to be sure and get it right. Because I'm going to just shell the corn tonight. I'm going to just pull back the curtain tonight and show you exactly what's behind the curtain. A lot of you are going to be shocked completely before you leave. In fact, everybody here tonight is going to walk out those doors shocked. I'm just going to tell you everything tonight. All hell, as I said this morning, is turned loose on your child. Your child. Now, you say, I don't mean you. I mean your child. I'm not talking about youth tonight. I'm not talking about young people. I'm talking about your child. Every weapon that the devil has is pointed toward your child. He full well knows that if he can get your kids, he can get this nation. When you and I were in school, high school, junior high, we faced about two things. That's about all we faced. But when we were in school, not only would a girl been expelled if she'd have come to school in short, she'd have been cremated. I mean, who would have heard of anything like that? We had about two things to face, and these are the two things. Evolution in some classes and the dance, the senior prom, and that's about it. That's about all we faced. Now, we as parents, we've got the perverted idea. When the preacher gets up and says our schools are deteriorating, he means we have a few teachers who teach evolution, and we have the senior prom, or a few ballroom dances. We take our boys and girls to the front door of the school and shut our eyes and our ears to what goes on the inside, because we're afraid if we know what goes on, it might cost us a few dollars tuition for them to go to a Christian school. And so we shut our eyes and our ears and we say, it's bad, but it's always been bad. Brother, listen to me. Compared to what our schools are tonight, they were Pentecostal revivals when you and I were in school. You'll know when you get, when I get through tonight, you're going to know. I'm going to open your mouth like my mother used to do when she fed me castor oil, and I'm going to pour it in with a tablespoon, and I'm going to close your mouth like that, and you're going to swallow it before you leave this house tonight. Now, I'm going to try to help your child warn the devil after I finish. It's your business, but I'm not going to let your child go till I do my best to save him for God's sake and decency's sake. Now, we've the idea that school's still the same. It's not the same. More high school students use marijuana tonight than use tobacco when you and I were in school. We don't want to know. We don't want to know. We take the most precious possession we possess, our youth, and drive them up, spend more time preparing their lunch basket than we do preparing their character and their principles and decency. We have more concern about them going to sit at the feet of heathen teachers than we do sitting at the feet of a Sunday school teacher on Sunday morning. We're sacrificing our children on the altar of our ignorance and our unwillingness to face the truth. Now, tonight, I'm going to pull the curtain back for the sake of your child. I'm going to try, if you'll let me, to save your child. Now, by the way, if you have a child in the early grades, I'm talking to you too. But I've got the goods, and you're going to get it tonight, and you're going to be shocked before you leave. And my goal, simply this, my goal is for you to change your mind and send your child to a Christian school where decency and law and order and discipline and patriotism and the Bible is believed and taught and real culture is found. That's my goal. You say, preacher, I don't think you ought to do that. Well, you figure out what you think you ought to do, and I'll figure out what I think I ought to do. We don't have menus or curb service in this church. We just dish it out. Now, the honest truth is, it's time we got as concerned about our kids as we are our poodle dogs. I know people that spend as much money getting their poodles trimmed to send their kids to a decent school. And I'm one of them. My poodle's going to become a hippie poodle. Now, I'm going to give 3 points tonight, and each point's about an hour and a half long. You're laughing now, but you wait. You'll be checking that watch and shaking it and holding it, and you'll be so asleep you can't see it before I get through. First point, what they face. What they face. And I hope we have some snob school teachers here tonight. It'll help me preach a great deal. I hope we have some visitors that heard what I was going to preach about or heard I was going to preach a hot sermon who came just so they can make faces, because I just need a few people like that to inspire me as I go along. I'd rather be a bookie or a man who walks the streets trying to sell the bodies of evil ladies at the judgment of God than to be a school teacher who shakes the faith of innocent youth in the Word of God. And I'm going to pay my respects to that crowd before we leave, and a lot of the crowds too. Now listen carefully. And I beg you, be still. Now, when you come back in, sit back in the back, please, let me have the attention of all the people tonight. I beg you. This is the most important service that many of you ever sat through in your life. In the first place, what they face. What they face. Number one, our high schools have eliminated the dress codes in most cases completely. Drive by the average high school any morning you choose to, and watch the girls walk in, and the boys too for that matter. Just watch them. My children go to Munster High School. David does. Becky did. Linda goes to the junior high there. Somebody said not long ago, said, burlesque is going out. Yeah, it's going outside. Gone to the school now. It's gone to the school. Shorts. I mean, the kind of shorts that used to just fallen women wore are now allowed in the public school systems. No dress codes at all. And I don't care who you are. No red-blooded, and I wonder sometimes if we have any red-blooded American boys left. But no red-blooded American boy can sit in the average schoolroom class where girls are sitting in shorts and miniskirts and slacks and keep his mind on Beowulf and Lady of the Lake. Now, you know it's the truth. You guys know it's the truth. And if you girls have the truth, too, and you'll have some sense before you get through, or you'll be mad before I get through, or you mad, one or the other. Brother, I'm just tired of the Rat Browns doing all the hollering. And I'm just tired of the Carmichaels and the hippie crowd and the Rubens and all the rest of them doing all the hollering. Now, tonight, you're going to hear it like it is. Let me say this. One of the saddest days in the history of this nation was the day when our school said, let the student run the school. So the dress codes are gone. I have in my hand tonight copies of letters from the National Association of Secondary School Principals. The executive secretary has compiled a group of legal decisions made by courts of our nation. Here's one case. Two boys, two high school students were expelled from failing to maintain their hair within the limitations of the regulation which provided hair should be washed, combed, and worn so it does not hang below the collar in the back, over the ears on the side, and must be above the eyebrows. Boys should be clean shaven, long sideburns are out. The court concluded that the time has come to broaden constitutional protections to public school students whose claim to dignity, said the court, matches that of their elders. So the District Court of the Middle District of Alabama held that a secondary school student was wrongfully denied readmission because he wore his hair in a block style as opposed to a school regulation requiring the hair should be shingled or tapered. The core of the court's decision is contained in the following paragraph. And I read, it says, but until one's appearance carries with it a substantial risk to harm of others, it's dictated by one's own taste or lack of it. School officials do not possess absolute authority over their students. Students in school, as well as out of school, are persons under the Constitution. And it goes on to cite case after case where hippies, students wearing shorts, slacks, and so forth, who've been expelled from school and taken to court, have won the court case because in our land, a serious problem because of the dress codes being out the window.
Now you say, preacher, what do you mean? I mean this. I don't care what the rule is. Nobody can live and become a decent citizen if he has to live a rule. I guess the place where the students are able to dictate the rules and laws to the administration and faculty, we have a spineless, yellow spine administration and an anarchist student body. I dare anybody. I just double dog dare anybody to not like the student of the dress code at the Hammond Baptist High School. I just dare you. Boy, if you get through Billings, you dead sure won't get by me, and I doubt if you'll get through him. And don't you come trotting to me saying, well, Dr. Billings is too strict. I'm going to be shouting all the way back to back home. We need some strictness. We need some discipline. We need some law and order. We need some respect for authority. And we're going to have it at Hammond Baptist High School, or I'll burn the place down. And you'll help me. I'll burn the top, and you can burn the bottom. Because you can't reach the top. Number two, what they face. They face the sorriest sex education program that the devil in hell could dream up. I preached a sermon in my own timid style a few months ago, about a year ago now. Just about a year ago, on what's behind the sex education program in our public school system. Now, I want to just review in a sentence or two what's behind it. The first place, a bunch of fellows who were the editors and contributing editors to Sexology magazine, which is a magazine that was sold between the covers of decent magazines up until just a few years ago. These people that promoted this filth, pornographic literature called Sexology magazine have started what they call Seekers. Now, what does Seekers mean? Seekers means, and I've got it here, I'll give it to you exactly as it is. It's the Sex Information and Education Council of the United States. That's what we call Seekers. These people who are behind the sex education program are not only transfers from the Dirty Sexology magazine, but they're also, in every case, and I've got it documented in sermon form. You can order it back there tonight, my little book on what's behind the sex education program in our public school system, and you'll find it documented. That in every case, these people in charge of Seekers, the sex education program that is strangling our public school system, are communist people affiliated with communist front organizations who have dedicated themselves not only to destroy our young people, but to destroy America as we've known it in our lifetime. Now, if you can't see that, you got a hole in your head. Either that or you're communist yourself. You're either ignorant or you're foreign. Let me just show you something here. Here's a book. Put out the Seekers to be taught to first grade students, I think it is. Early. Is this first grade? This book, the lady gave it to me. Where is she? No, better not raise your hand. First grade? 4 and 5 years of age. I want to read you some of it. How Babies Are Made, the title of it. We have a story about you. Have you ever thought about how babies grow? Have you ever wondered how you were born? In this book, we'll talk about how new plants and animals and human beings are created. Of course, the stupid idiots, they're not created, they're being born. But people like this are not cultured either. When your life began, you were very, very small, even smaller than a dot made by pencil. Here's a dot. Isn't it sweet so far? Now, this is talk to the children. Now then, many living things in this world, even you, began life as a tiny egg. And there's a nude body here, there's a puppy dog, there's a little chicken, there's a horse, a fish, and a flower. Now, we're not halfway down, near down yet. Here's a flower, tells how a flower is born. And here are the eggs here in the flower, or the seed in the flower. Shows how the flower is germinated and how it's born. And the pollen tube entering the egg and so forth, and how it comes up and so forth. Now we come down to just as it took two things to make this new plant, it takes two things to make animals like chickens and rabbits and giraffes. And here's a little female rabbit and a male rabbit. And a female chicken and a male chicken. Now you say, how can you tell the difference? Because the male's better looking. And it says here, here's a male giraffe and a female giraffe, and all of them look so loving. You see, they're about to get together now. This is for 4 and 5 year old children. By Seekers. Then it says the plant has eggs and pollen. Many animals, like chickens and rabbits, have eggs. But instead of pollen, they have sperm. The eggs come from the mothers and the sperm from the fathers. And then here we have a microscope, and then we have two chickens. And it goes on to tell how chickens. Now, I hate to even hold these pictures up, but it shows here one chicken chasing the other chicken. Just about to have the act. And then it shows one chicken on the back of the other chicken. And then it shows the inside of the female chicken. And how this is kindergarten. What they teach in the high school? This is 4 and 5 year old children. And they show how that egg comes from the chicken, and the hen sets on the egg, and the baby is born. Now then, you got the little puppy dogs here, and it goes on and says, "How do puppies begin?" And here it shows a little male puppy with his organs named. Yeah, 4 and 5 years old. You and I didn't learn that in biology in high school. And has him here, show where he can show. And then it has two dogs in the act. 4 and 5 year olds. Two dogs. I won't even show you the picture. And then it shows how the egg, and how conception is. It shows and names the organs of the female dog. It shows you how the dog, it shows a picture of the little dog being born, the actual birth. And then it says, just as mother and father dogs take care of their babies, human mothers and fathers also take good care of their babies and love them very much. How are human babies made? Now, hang on to your seat. I'm putting back the curtain tonight. I'm telling you. It has a nude woman and a nude man. Now, there you are. Right there. 4 and 5 year olds. Yeah. I just can't afford to send my children to a Christian school. What's wrong with you? And then it shows the mother and father in bed kissing. And it explains what they're doing. And then it shows the anatomy of the mother and names and shows pictures of it. Names each one. Shows a picture of the baby being conceived and growing in the mother. It shows a picture of the doctor actually delivering the baby. It shows a picture of the newborn babe and the cord. And then it shows a picture of the babe drinking at mother's breast. That's for 4 and 5 year old children. I wouldn't let a boy read it. Listen, the devil in hell has entered into our educational system and into some of the most sordid, wicked, communist, vulgar-minded people in America, and they have infiltrated our public school system. Now listen, they can do it. But they're not going to do it in Hammond without a loudmouth preacher scoffing and saying it's of the devil and from hell. Now, they can do it, but I'm going to take my stand, and they can like it any way they want to like it, and they can say I'm uncultured, they can say I'm unrefined. I say they're heathen beasts. Now, let's don't interrupt the service for anything. I want everyone listening very carefully. I don't care if John Doe has fomane poison and is kicking outside. I want everybody still and quiet while I preach tonight. So the sex education program, 4th and 5th grade. Let me ask you a question. Did you have anything like this with actual pictures? Of course you didn't. When you were kids in school, nothing like that was taught. You know it's the truth. That's another thing they face. What else do your children face in the public school system? They face magazines and papers like this being sold on the campuses. I've got grape seeds here. I eat grapes a great deal. That's the only thing I can think that this is worth. Now, this may be the thing that gets my head chopped off, but I tell you what it's going to tell the truth. This is a Black Panther magazine purchased at Hammond High School, sold and accepted as such. How many of you folks at school have seen a Black Panther magazine on sale? Right. Sold at Hammond High School. They passed out some Ku Klux Klan literature there not long ago, and the paper had in the paper that hate filth was being passed out at Hammond High School, and I agree they shouldn't pass out the Ku Klux Klan literature at Hammond High, but I tell you, if the Black Panthers can, the Ku Klux Klan ought to be able to. And here it is. Attention, straights, blacks, long hairs, and bearded types, and even women make bread and sell alternatives. That's the name of this paper. The whole thing is nothing but a hate paper for the Black Panthers.
Should I have time to read some of it?
Listen to this. After all, aren't we a part of American history? D-A-M-N, right we are. We built this land of whose riches we are denied. We're tired of listening to Whitey lie about how little George Washington chopped down the cherry tree. We want the resignation of racist, fascist teachers and the hiring of more qualified black teachers. Wake up, black teachers. Unless you wake up and come out of your Uncle Tom bag, you will have to leave too. Don't be afraid to stand by your black student side, because we're a new breed of fighters. We're strong. We won't let Whitey touch you or your position. We'll make it so hard for the school board. They will think they are in H-E-L-L. Choose your corner now before the bell rings for round two, or get the H-E-L-L out of the ring. That's being sold in Hammond High School. And the only reason it's being sold is because it's a cowardly administration. It's the only reason it's being sold. Now, that's what your kids are facing. You didn't face anything like that. You know it's the truth. Fourth and fifth grade. Black Panther. Highland High School. There's a paper, a communist paper, admits it's communist, admits it's for the destruction of America, admits it's for against the establishment, admits it's for open revolution, is being sold, and the administration knows about it at Highland High School. I've seen a paper. I don't have a copy in my hands. I've seen a paper. On the front of it, front of the paper, there was a reproduction of a piece of art, so-called, in parentheses, in quote, art, of naked men and women dancing around in a circle. I've forgotten the name. You know what it is, probably, and I can think of it if I had time. But now that being sold at Highland High School, that's time when some of you parents woke up and realized you're better off if you had a decent child than a color television set. Sell your car and ride a bicycle, but make something out of your child. They're facing this. Black Panther! Seek us! Communism! No dress code. What else are they facing? In Munster High School recently, they had a assembly, allowed the fellow who was a star in the senior play stand up and speak. He stood up and took the microphone and caused open rebellion and rioting in Munster High School. He stood up and criticized administration. The students started running around the campus, hollering and screaming up and down the halls, writing vulgar four-letter words on blackboards. And all day long, the school was in complete confusion because of a demonstration against authority. The principal got up and expelled the fella, and for the next day, he is back in school and dictating the terms on which the young people would come back and not cause trouble. In Morton High School, out here in Hessville, they had about the same thing. In Hammond High, they had about the same thing. Now there's Hammond High School, Munster High School, Morton High School. Let me ask you a question. Why is this happening? I'll tell you why. It started in the last generation in our colleges, universities. Now then, the same crowd that was studying at the university in the last generation a few years ago is teaching and promoting that kind of stuff at the high schools. Until now, the high school is starting to do the same thing the university did a few years ago. Why? Because it's being taught by the fellows who did it in the university. What do they face? They face such a situation in our public school system that the traditional Hammond High School, Hammond Tech football game this year had to be played in private without the public coming because they're afraid of having a war at the high school football game. That's what your kids are facing. What are your kids facing in high school? It is predicted by intelligent, knowledgeable people that Hammond High seniors, 125% of all of them, have taken narcotics. I'm going to shock you right now, or shock me one. How many of you teenagers, if you wanted marijuana tomorrow at school, could find it? Stand up. There they are. These are the best kids in the country. They know where it is. My boy said to me last night, he said, Dad, I know who peddled it at my school, and if I wanted some, I could find it. Now, there you are. What are you going to say about that? Is that worth a color television set? Are you going to keep your head in the sand like an ostrich? Or are you going to stop and realize that marijuana is as close to these kids standing right here as they're going to a certain person and saying, let me have some of it? Now, they know where it is. Thank you, kids. Now, if that doesn't shock you, then I believe your head is in the sand. What do they face? How many of you students have had to read? You've been in a class where Catcher in the Rye was required reading. Would you raise your hand? Better still, stand up. Where Catcher in the Rye was required reading. Thank you, kids. I want to read you some of it now. How many of you have been in a class where Catcher in the Rye or Of Mice and Men, or what's this other one that's substituted for Mice and Men? Son, what was that one? What? No, what is it, son? Caine Mutiny. How many of you have had either Caine Mutiny or Of Mice and Men or Catcher in the Rye as required reading in one of your classes? Whether you read it or not, the teacher asked you to read as required reading. Would you stand, please? All right, thank you. Now I want to read you some of it. Now, this book has been required reading by boys and girls in this room tonight in our public school system. And I've just taken about 3 pages. I'm going to read you. Now, listen carefully. In the first place, I'm sort of an atheist. By the way, the entire story is... Well, let me go back over here and just read another page. The entire story is about a man who ordered a prostitute to come to his room. Now, that's... I mean, I haven't read the book. I read 4 or 5 pages, and I just opened it at random. I mean, I just took it and opened it. And a fellow was in his pajamas, had a fellow, they call him P-I-M-P-S, you know what that is, had come and said he'd get this fellow a prostitute for $5. She comes to his room, and then after it's all over, they want to charge $10. Now, that's Catcher in the Rye, required reading for high school in this area. And here's some of the words. Yeah, she said, the prostitute, that's tough. Then she sat down on my G-O-D-D-A-M lap. You're cute. Then I said, I don't know, I said, but she wouldn't get off my G-O-D-D-A-M lap. Same page. If you just had a G-O-D-D-A-M operation on your G-O-D-D-A-M whatchamacallit, next page. In the first place, I'm sort of an atheist. I like Jesus and all, but I don't care too much for most of the other stuff in the Bible. Take the disciples, for instance. They annoy the H-E-L-L out of me. Next page. Anyway, when I was in bed, I couldn't pray worth a D-A-M-N. Every time I got started, I kept picturing old Sonny, that's a prostitute, calling me a crumb bum. But I knew D-A-M well it was. Over here. Boy, my voice was shaking like H-E-L-L. Down another paragraph. What for, I said. God, my old heart was D-A-M-N near beating out of this room. I D-A-M-N nearly fell over on my C-A-N. He was a huge son of a female dog. And it doesn't say female dog. Required reading. Now, I want to hit somebody right now. I just want to see blood run. And the first little pipsqueak, I don't care if we've got the head of the English department at Hammond High School here. If you like this rot, you're as sorry as the devil. You ought to get out of the school teaching business, get on your knees, get right with God, make a respectable living, dig and ditch you somewhere. He says, well, I'm mad at you. You're not half as mad as I am as you. The idea of you taking our young people and corrupting them with this filth out of hell. I'm almost as mad at the teacher as I am you parents that allow your kids to be sacrificed on the altar of this rot. Next page. My voice was shaking like a V-A-S-T-A-R-D. Next paragraph. Go ahead. Yell your G-O-D-D-A-M head off. Fine, old Maurice said. Maurice is the man who sells the women. Want your parents to know you spent the night with a W-H-O-R-E? Next paragraph. He had me right up against the D-A-M-N door. Leave me alone, next paragraph says. Get the H-E-L-L out of my room. Now, I have only read this many pages out of this book. There are over 200 pages in the book, and I've only read this much. Now, young people, you hear me, and you hear me well. If you read such trash as this, you're going to face God for it, and you're not worth the price that Jesus paid for you on the cross of Calvary.
Now, here is your accredited school. If the accreditation is what you want, here it is.
Give me some decent kids. I know what some of you are going to say. You're a rabble-rouser. You better know I'm a rabble-rouser, and I'm a fed-up rabble-rouser, too. You say, I'm just going to go pray about it. Well, listen, God said to Joshua, get off your face. It's no time to pray. Do something. Pray at night while these rascals are asleep. While they're awake, give them fits. You did not tear that big book, did you? Just like that. In a phone book, it's all the same. Just two or three pages at a time. There it is. Anybody here ever read anything like that when you were in school? You didn't know, did you? Well, I haven't even started yet. In the first place, that's not even culture. That's pagan heathenism. Not even good literature. What do they face? They face cursing teachers. How many of you students have heard a teacher curse in your classroom? Would you stand, please? Okay, fair. Is that what you want? Thank you, kids. How many of you folks, 30 or over, ever heard a teacher curse in your classroom? Would you stand, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you. You think they're just like they were when you were in school, don't you? Just like they were when you were in school. Tell you what. Now, a public school you have to go to if there's no other school to take its place. Now, thank God now we have one to take its place. I mean, what? Becky, David, Linda, and Cindy will dig ditches and shovel snow if they go to one of these state universities where the teachers get up and curse. I'm not paying a dime of my money to have a teacher stand up and curse God to my children. You say, Brother Hounds, you're just downright mad. You better know I'm downright mad. I am mad at anybody spending money and hard-earned money to send a kid off to go to a place where 12,000 students will riot against Cambodia, riot against the president, cause havoc and trouble in general, and where the Black Panthers can speak, the communists can speak, indecent folks can speak, and a gospel preacher is not even allowed to stand on the platform. You're going to answer to God for every dime tuition you're spending on that kid that's one of these heathen schools that's shaking the faith of... You say, but my child hasn't been shaken. Yeah, but you're paying for a school to shake the faith of others. See, I'll get up and move my membership. Well, while you are here, you're going to hear it like it is. If you leave tonight or if you stay for 10 years, you're going to hear it like it is. What do they face? They face teachers drinking. Less than 20 miles from where I stand right now, and not in Chicago either, in the Calumet region, Dr. Billings, a high school play, had nude characters on the platform. Nude characters on the platform. What do they face? School plays with cursing, profanity, suggestive language. What do they face? They face... And every kid in this room knows this is true. You know what goes on these senior trips, don't you? My boy David told me about the seniors having a get-together at Munster High School. And they were supposed to serve orange drink, and they put vodka in the bottles in place of orange drink. And folks know that's going on. The teachers know that's going on. The administration knows that's going on. What do they face? Not only do they face this sorry trash and this sorry trash and this sorry trash and this sorry trash, but I'm going to make this statement too. They're getting inferior educations. Now you just stomach that pill and take a lot of water with it. I mean to tell you, they're not getting good educations. But you say, they're accredited, yes, accredited by some uncultured, unrefined, ungodly heathen. You'll get more culture and refinement and real education at Bob Jones University in 1 week than you'll get at Indiana University or Illinois University or University of Wisconsin in a lifetime. And I'm a little sick and tired of these people talking about, well, I want my child to get a good education. Well, then send him to a place where they give good educations. Listen, if this weren't going on, I still would want to start a school because I want my kids to get better education, more refinement, more culture, and more dignity than they're getting in our school system. Anybody can graduate from high school these days. How many folks do you know that couldn't make it through high school? How many kids do you folks know in high school that flunked all the way through and finally got out because it's time to get out? I got news for you. When you get that diploma from Hammond Baptist High School, you're going to look and say, phew, I earned it. Right? Right. Now then, the worst part. Number two, the influence on our children. Now listen to me carefully. I'm not talking about on the children in America or the children in Hammond. I'm talking about the children sitting in this room tonight. Now listen to me. He said of the house, it just won't influence my children. You don't know it, but it already is. Now, I'll just tell you. Now, I'm going to pull a curtain back, and I'm going to say things I've never said from this pulpit. I'm doing it because I want you to get your kid a good education. Somebody said, well, are you going to have a football team? I might go. The very fact that you asked that question means you've already been affected by the secular educational system. Why don't you ask if they're going to have a prayer meeting? I'm talking about our kids. I want the deacons to stand. I know five of your children now who drink liquor regularly. Five of them. I mean deacons, your kids. I know five of them now who drink liquor regularly. I call their name. I won't. I can call their names just like that. Don't ask me after the service. Don't call me and ask me. I won't tell you. But I know five of them drink liquor regularly. Thank you, fellas. It's not affecting our children, is it? It's not, is it? Yes, it is. And a lot of you people that say, well, thank God, boy, if ever was a good boy, it's my boy. People have said that to me, and I know your boy's been drinking liquor. I had a man stand up to me not long ago and said, boy, there's a good boy in this church. It's my boy. He doesn't know the need to go to a Christian school. And I happen to know that boy has been on marijuana. The dad thinks I'm a screwball. I know of three young people in our church that I know of. Children of our deacons and Sunday school teachers. I want all the Sunday school teachers and deacons to stand. All the teachers and deacons, would you stand, please? Three of you have children that I know are on narcotics right now. And you don't know it. Three of you. Right now. There are three of you. You're the best folks we have. And in many cases, you'll say, it won't affect my child, but it's affecting your child already. Thank you. I know a young person. He's in this room right now. Who mailed marijuana to his friends. And he's been attending midweek service here since he was a little boy. I'm not talking about the people now at Hammond High. I'm talking about First Baptist Church. I'm not talking about Sunday morning people. I'm not talking about just Sunday night people. I'm talking about Wednesday night people. I know another young man who was fired from his job for passing marijuana on the job. And his parents are some of the finest folks we have in this church. And they were standing a while ago. I know of a deacon's daughter in this church who confessed to me she undressed in the nude in front of a boy whose parents are faithful attenders at our church.
I know, are you listening? I know of 7 homosexuals who heard me preach this morning. 7. 7. I know. I called their names just like that. I won't, but I could. And in every case, they're faithful attenders of our church. I know of 2 of our high school boys who've been sleeping together for weeks. And their parents are in this room tonight. Won't affect my children. Listen, when are you going to stop and take the advice of your pastor like you would your doctor?
When are you going to trust the judgment of somebody who loves you and loves your children and is spending his time and preaching his heart out to try to help your kids and help them grow up?
Your child. Your child. Are you listening? I know of one, a son of a deacon in this church, who for 10 months has been going out with a 30-year-old man, stripping his clothes off and committing weekly homosexual activities. Young people sitting in this room tonight whose parents would never believe it, but it's true. They're attending regularly Communist Front organizations and dope-pushing organizations at the local high schools. I know who they are. I know who they are. There are people in this church who have said to me, my children don't have to go. We have them so well trained at home. They don't need a Christian school. And I know of some people who said those very words whose children are attending right now the SDA chapter meeting of the local high schools and getting ready to go off to a college and join the hippie crowd and someday break the hearts of the parents, all because the parents didn't have enough sense to pay attention to a man of God who's trying to help them. You said, well, how's I'm getting mad? But if you want to get mad at me because I'm trying to save your child, then go right ahead. Now then, get ready for the shocker. You think you've been shocked so far? This is an interview book taken from one of our young people in Sunday school. It's an entire book of questions. Each page has a question on it, and each child has a number. How old are you? There's 7 children now that answer these questions. Here's one, 14. 114, 112 and a half, 112 and a half, 114, 114, 114. Now, not a single one of these children who answer these questions are over 14 years of age, and every one of them attend our Sunday school. Where were you born? Greenville, Pennsylvania. Kansas City, Missouri. Chicago, Illinois. Chicago, Illinois. Kalamazoo, Michigan. What is your zodiac sign? What school are you attending? What school do you plan to attend next year? Not a one has our high school here. I don't want. Do you think sex education is good or bad? First kid said good. It is honest or just as important as anything else. Next kid said good, 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 good. Our kids. Why? One, because it's just as important as math is. Next student said because it's very important. Next student said because it's part of life. Next student said it's important for maturity. Next student says because it goes. Next student says, because it's good for life. You think, let's see. Are you one of the silent majority? No, yes, no, 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 no. You know what that means? That means these, our Sunday school teenagers, are part of the left wing. You don't know about it, do you? No, you don't. Look, you're not going to sit your boys and girls down at the feet of people that have been sitting at the feet of people that are trying to destroy America without your child being affected by what they hear. What do you think about rock music? Get this. Now, our kids. One, honest, beautiful, important, dominant.
Next one, great. Next one, great. Next one, great. Next one, great. Next one, it's okay. Next one, it's sold and great. Yeah, next question. According to words, lyrics, name a few songs you really dig the words to. First person, first teenager from our church, in our Sunday school this morning, no doubt. The New World Coming, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Next one, In the Ghetto is his favorite song. Next one, New World Coming, I'm Living in Shame. Next one, I'm Living in Shame, and Love Child. Next one, The Popcorn and Records of the James Bro and Led Zeppa, something like that. Or what are your three favorite songs on the charts now? One, Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Cecilia, which way? Which way are you going, Billy? Woodstock, Cecilia, which way are you going, Billy? Turn Back the Hands of Time, ABC. ABC, Let It Be, I'm Up and Jelly, Up and Jelly Tight. Jam Up and Jelly Tight. I Want You Back. Jam Up and Jelly Tight. They're your kids. Who's your favorite male singer? Elvis Presley. Donovan. Elvis Presley. Who's your favorite female singer? Mama Cass. Dionne Warwick. Peggy Lee. Bobby Gentry. Mama Cass. Mama Cass. What's your favorite TV show? One, Get It Together with Mama Cass. Two, Get It Together. Next, American Bandstand. Next, American Bandstand. Your kids. Not being affected, are they? Huh? No. In your home, they're not affected, are they? You just don't know what's going on. With your number beside it, put anything you want to put on this free page. One, the peace mark. Circle with that in it. Next, same one. It's the peace mark of the socialists. Hippies. What do you want to put on this page? Love plus peace equal happiness. Number six said sex. Number seven wrote two words that I would never read publicly. It has to do with what you call a lady's body, a portion of it, and a man's. Doesn't affect yours, does it? Who's your favorite actress? Mama Cass Elliott, Laura Parker, Lisa Minnelli or something? What TV show do you think is crummy? Star Trek? Get this. News? Get this. Sports and news. What is your opinion of Abbie Hoffman? Now swallow this one. One, great. Honest, unique, knows the score. Two, okay. Out of the seven, only two said they didn't approve, Abbie Hoffman. Do you find that the conspiracy trial was fair? One, H-E-L-L, no, and then the most filthy four-letter words you've ever seen written on a sidewalk or a restroom, and the word no after that. Your kids. What are you going to do with them? You're going to keep flushing them down the cesspool of our public school system? Or are you going to put them in the hands of people that believe the Bible and the God of the Bible and the Christ of God? They're your kids. Another one. What do you think about the conspiracy trial? Was fair. The last one said the same filthy four-letter word with the word no and then H-E-L-L, no. What was the best movie you saw recently? Get this one. One said The Sterile Cuckoo. Two said, The Sterile Cuckoo. Sounds like a good Christian movie. Mentally, do you live in the United States? This was taken off one of our young people in Sunday school last Sunday, or Sunday before last. Mentally, do you live in the United States? One, no. Two, no. Three, no. Four, no. And it says, I live in a, and it's a filthy word. Are you concerned with the Vietnam War? One says I'm, and a vulgar word, sick of it. What are your favorite drinks? A 12-and-a-half-year-old child said booze. What male singer has the best voice? Elvis Presley. What female singer has the best voice? Mama Cass. I don't know who she is. I'm going to watch her. I've been missing something. What is your opinion of Mayor Daley? Vulgar, four-letter words all the way through. Do you smoke? Once in a while, a few times, and yes, very much. Well, do you believe in God faithfully? Not faithfully. You think this country is really free? No. That's it. Not affecting your kids, is it? Look, I don't care who you are. I don't care who your kid is. Your kid's affected by those who teach him. Your child spends more time under the influence of godless school teachers than he does any other single influence in this world. You say, but my child graduated from high school in a public school. He turned out okay. But that's not 1970, brother. That's not to mention now influence on them. Not to mention the wrecked homes by intermarriages. It's not to mention the girls that have come back to me who've met Catholic boys at high school and married them, and their lives have been wrecked and ruined, and their children have been promised away to a hierarchy that steals the unborn child to its own religion. Now the question comes, what's ahead? What's ahead? All right, it started on the college campuses. Whatever's on the college campus today will be in the high school tomorrow. That's where the teachers come from. You want to know what kind of Christian schools we'll have tomorrow? Go to Bob Jones University today and Tennessee Temple today. You want to know what kind of public schools we'll have tomorrow? Go to IU today and Purdue today and Northwestern today. And you'll find what kind of public schools we'll have tomorrow. What's ahead? All right, here's one thing ahead. A new organization has been started called the New University Conference. Here's a publication. We formed the New University Conference to make it possible for us to continue waging the collective fight for liberation from American capitalism, racism, imperialism, and male supremacy. We will create universities which support radical graduates, radical opinion, and the radical example of internal democracy. NUC Philosophy has chapters among faculty, graduate students, and others at elite universities, state universities, and junior community and specialized colleges across America. We are to oppose military and corporate intrusion on the campus, participate in mass anti-war activity, educate themselves and others about the imperialist drive of American capitalism, contest the right of corporate officials, acting under the impulse of governing boards to define educational needs in terms of their own interests, create radical curricula, send delegates to national NUC meetings. Here it is, formed in a time of imperialist war and domestic repression. NUC is a part of the fight for the liberation of all peoples. We commit ourselves to political struggle for a new America, a new American form of socialism. We commit ourselves to replace a system that is an instrument of class, sexual, and racial oppression with one that serves the people. There it is. It's one of many organizations across the country allowed to operate under the guise of freedom to destroy the freedom you and I have fought and bled for and lived under as Americans. And here it is. You wonder what the high school is going to be like in the next generation? There's the college. University of Chicago and other universities are having draw-ins now. Nude students. Male students strip nude and draw pictures on the nude bodies of female students. Administration allows it. Nude bathing. University of Chicago, less than 20 miles from where I stand now, I guess. Nude bathing going on. Swim-ins. Draw-ins. I want to say this, and I'm going to make you mad, but I've done it anyhow, and if I haven't, I want to. I'm in a making mad mood tonight. Listen to me carefully. Stand up, son. Stand up, babe. I'd rather that boy there go to Vietnam than Indiana University. Sam.
I'd rather him die for freedom than be taught filth and rot by folks trying to destroy freedom.
Well, you said they're in a minority.
Somebody said 12,000 demonstrated against the Cambodian involvement. Now, in the first place, they didn't even know what the Cambodian involvement was all about. They had no idea. They're just a bunch of enemy arsenals and so forth. America was trying to destroy. They had no idea. They just said, oh, invaded the Cambodia. 12,000 demonstrated. Now, you say, preacher, I got a student there. Well, I'm trying to help you. Now, if you want to send your kids to hell, go ahead. But you got a pastor that's going to try to keep you from it. You say, Brother Howell, my boy, my girl, not be influenced. They already are influenced because many of them are sitting right here and criticizing me tonight. Why'd you choose tonight to preach this sermon? One, because the college kids just got home. And two, because vacations start pretty soon. I wanted to get them when the college kids are here before the rest of you left. You say, Brother House, hasn't influenced me. No, but you're putting your tuition and your money in an institution that is dedicated to the destruction of our way of life. Even the best schools. Hang on to your seat. See that?
Man doesn't cry.
In the microphone, Dr. Billings. Describe what those kids look like to you. Would you please just stand up? You never saw that picture before. What kind of kids they look like to you?
Hippies. Long sideburns, mustache, girls improperly, immodestly dressed.
All right.
College.
Right. Let me read it to you. Concern on campus. Faces in the crowd at Wheaton College. There it is. That'll make the rest of you, man. As students gathered Thursday for outdoor forum on events of recent weeks, including military activity in Cambodia and violence on Kent State University campus, Wheaton College. Dr. Blanchard's weeping in his grave. What's ahead? Here's an article called Hidden Messages in Today's Songs Urge Young People to Use Drugs. Now, I'll tell you what you do. You check the messages written cloaked by this hippie music, and you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, that our young people are being trained and inspired to use drugs in the words of these songs. Here's one. When I put my spike into my vein, then I tell you things just aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing on my run, then I feel like Jesus' son. What's ahead? Deterioration? More corruption? What's the hope? The hope is for churches across this country to do what we're doing tonight. That's the hope. One hope we've got. You say, my child, listen, you say my child is only in the sixth or seventh grade. It's not important they go now. Look, we have young people right now who are in the best families we have in this church that can't even get admitted to the school because their character will not allow it. The best parents we have and best people in our church now, we can't even let your child come. Why? You waited too late. They're now freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. We can't let them in. We're not going to let people come to our school and push dope, are we? We can't do that. You say, over the house, they need the school. Yeah, but if you're going to have dope pushers in our school, why take them out of the public schools? If we're going to have homosexuals in high school, why have a school? That's what we're trying to take the kids away from, the homosexuals. If you got a child in the sixth grade, you get that child in school right quick-like. Seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth or 11th or 12th. What can you do? May I say this? Give to the school. Give to the school. You people that didn't stand a while ago, you can give and you can give more. And you can do more to save America by supporting schools like this than anything else in the world. Two, send your child to Hammond Baptist Middle School and Hammond Baptist High School. If you can hear what I've preached tonight and let your child go back into that cesspool, either you are unspiritual or you're not willing to face what's really going on. And by the way, I haven't begun to tell you everything. You said, but the house, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. All right. Sell your house and buy one that costs $10,000 cheaper. Sell your car, buy one that costs $450 a year less. Just quit eating out. Save the money. Quit drinking cold drinks, eating chewing gum and candy and potato chips. Save that money. Ladies, take in washing and ironing. Men, get another job. Get your child out of this cesspool and into a place. Look, a place where they can come in the morning and with the Bibles in hand, they can spend 30 minutes with the Word of God with Ron Perkey and others. Every week I'll be teaching, talking to the boys and girls when I'm in town and can. I'll be talking to the boys and girls at least once a week. Bring them to a place where the basketball team will have prayer and be soul winners, and where a godly man has been born again will teach the boys character and discipline. Direct act of God and no evolution or theistic evolution. When you walk down the hall of the school, you won't see shorts, mini skirts, slacks, bell-bottom trousers, long hair, beards, beatnik mustaches, where clean-cut, dedicated kids sit at the feet of cultured, refined, educated, godly people who believe the Bible. See, I can't afford it. Bosh. Bosh. If you've got to miss a meal and eat two meals a day, do it. Do it. If you've got to eat toast for breakfast with a piece of lemon, with some lemon squeeze and a glass of water, do it. Get your child in the school. A little young girl came to me just the other night. Tears rolled down her cheeks. One of the finest families we have. She began to cry and said, Brother Hiles, I want to go to the school. My mother and dad said we can't afford it. I looked at that precious child and just wondered how important that child is to her mother and dad. We have children now having prayer groups praying that parents will let them go to the Christian school. Praying that. Young people, listen to me. I love you and you know I love you. And I'm for you and you know I'm for you. You do everything you can to get to the Christian school. Now, I'm not trying to promote attendance. I mean that. God in heaven knows it. If you don't, He knows it. I'm not trying to promote anything. Except I'm trying to promote in the lives of you children and you parents the right kind of education so you will have the proper training when you grow up. Now, you school teachers, visitors maybe, after the service, you're going to meet me out in the alley. Well, I'd be glad to meet you in the alley. But I'll say this, you're wasting your time. First place, I don't have time to talk to your trashy kind of crowd. I didn't say school teachers are all trashy. I'm saying a school teacher who will defend what I preach against tonight is trashy. You're not cultured, you're not refined, you're not educated, you're not American, you're not Christian, you're not decent. And I've got more respect for a decent garbage collector than I have you decent garbage spreaders. They're your kids. I try. Kids, stand up again, would you, all the 6 through 12? They're yours. And I try. And I have tried. You told me God led me to start a school and you asked me to. And I'm not trying to get, I have no goal set. I'm not trying to have 300, 400, 500. I have no goal set. My goal is for this girl right here and this girl here and this girl here and this boy here. My goal is for them to become the very best they can become. Patriotic, decent, loyal Christian Americans who are upright and upstanding and who have not been had their faith in the Word of God shaken and who have not had to go around a bunch of pot and marijuana and LSD at school, but young people who have had the very best under God we can give them. And I assure you, we're doing our best to give it to them. Now, I'm not going to ridicule anybody that doesn't go to the Christian school. God knows that's true.
And I'll not be preaching much on this anymore. I've chosen tonight because I believe God wanted me to do it. They're your kids. And I tried. I tried. I tried. Let's bow our heads, and kids, you can be seated, please.